A family that runs a record shop on Old Highway 90 on San Antonio's west side is celebrating the recent decision by the city to declare the neighborhood a cultural heritage district. TPR's Brian Kirkpatrick recently spent some time listening to the oldies at Del Bravo Record Shop.
Stepping into the Del Bravo Record Shop is like stepping into a musical time machine. Has been a home for the West Side's favorite music since the 1960s. Javier Gutierrez says it's literally a mom and pop shop.
My father and my mother, Salome and Diamantina Gutierrez, opened the business back in 1966. They came here from Nuevo Laredo, Mexico. My dad, a songwriter, came into San Antonio in 1950, looking for a better life.
Gutierrez says before the record shop, his dad ran a garage recording studio on the west side.
He started recording with my godfather, Jose Morante. They had a little recording studio here on 24th Street and Rivas, Norteño record label, Sombrero record label. So my dad was the producer, the engineer that would record these groups in the garage.
Among them were men and women who would make it big.
So he was recording Flaco Jimenez, Lidia Mendoza, groups like that back in the day. And in the late 60s, my dad started his own label, DOB Records, and opened the store in 66. So they opened up this little store on Old Highway 90 with, dad says, like 6 or 10 albums on the wall. I was born on the west side of San Antonio.
Gutierrez says there are many families like his in the neighborhood with interesting stories to tell. He says it's the people that helped create the unique cultural vibe of the neighborhood, and they're glad the city is recognizing it with an official designation.
The people, the culture that we have here in the Old Highway 90 corridor, it's what makes it special. A lot of these businesses here in this corridor, it's about 6 miles on Old Highway 90. It's all family-owned businesses. We all keep in touch with each other. We don't have any big box stores here.
Gutierrez says a recent visitor to his shop told him there is only one other spot in the nation just like it.
There's a different feel here. I had a gentleman come in from California, and he says, you know what? I've only seen this in one other place. He says, it feels like East Los Angeles. There's a culture here that you don't see in any other place.
He says Old Highway 90 received its name after the new Highway 90 was paved closer to Lackland Air Force Base in the 1960s.
It used to be the main drag coming in from Del Rio, Eagle Pass from the west, going into San Antonio. Used to cross through downtown San Antonio, now to Houston.
The record shop survived the loss of passing traffic after the highway moved, but his dad did decide to downsize from 3 locations in the 1980s as there was a shift from vinyl to CDs. The Old Highway 90 location endures. The shop still sells some CDs, and vinyl is making a comeback. It's not old folks buying vinyl either.
I'll tell you a story. I had about a year ago, I had 2 kids about 14 years old walk into my store. They were on skateboards, girl and boy. They walk in, and I'm like, they must be lost. They're looking for directions or something. They walk in, they go straight to my vinyl rack. They start flipping through vinyl. At that point, I said, we're going to be okay. There's still people looking for vinyl. We're still in business.
Gutierrez says music just sounds better on vinyl.
The music's clearer on a vinyl, even if you don't think so. But you listen to a jukebox, a CD jukebox, compared to a 45 record jukebox, and there's a difference. The sound, there's something about the crackling of the record.
His dad, Salome, passed away more than a year ago, but a sign inside the store honors his memory. He might be proud to see how his family has kept the record shop spinning West Side favorites. For Fronteras, I'm Ryan Kirkpatrick.